where Parnell was released from Kilmainham and he got some of the things he was looking for on the land lease issues. So then, while you could be very lucky to be imprisoned in here, you could also be very unlucky to get this cell, because this cell was also the one used by the condemned prisoners, the prisoners sentenced to execution by hanging. They needed to give these prisoners big cells because they had to have enough space to have two prison guards in here watching over the prisoner, making sure the prisoner didn't try to hang themselves before the actual hanging took place, which is a funny logic, but this was because hangings were done in public. Public hangings, the idea was that if people saw someone being hanged in public, then this would deter them from committing crimes. They wouldn't commit crimes themselves. And hangings took place at Kilmainham Jail from the balcony that's above the front door. So at the end of the tour, when you go out the front door again, you can turn around, take a look at the balcony above the front door. That's where the hangings took place. Public hangings took place here right up until the 1860s, when public hangings were banned. And after 1865, they took place within the walls of Kilmainham Jail. The most famous condemned prisoner to be held in Kilmainham Jail was a man called Robert Emmett, and his cell is just across the corridor. He spent his final night in that cell before his hanging, which took place outside St. Catherine's Church on Thomas Street. Now, Robert Emmett, he led a rebellion against British rule in Ireland in the summer of 1803. He was a very young rebel, just 24 years old, but he came up with a very good plan for his rebellion. He even invented his own weapons for the rebellion. Unfortunately for him, though, only 80 men turned up. Many of those men had been to the pub beforehand, so needless to say, it wasn't a very successful rebellion and only lasted a couple of hours. However, as small as this rebellion was, it did have a very big impact on Irish history. Robert Emmett was eventually captured, and he made a very famous, a very moving speech from the dock. When the death sentence had been handed down to him, he was allowed to make a final defence of his character. And in his speech, he said the line, "Until my country shall take her place among the nations of the earth, then and not till then, let my epitaph be written." And that's a very famous line from Irish history, and it's one that inspired the generations that came after Robert Emmett. And it was in the cell across the corridor, on the night before his hanging, that Robert Emmett wrote out a plan of his rebellion, basically what he wanted to happen if enough men turned up and if he had enough weapons. And the main part of his plan was that he would take control of important buildings located all around Dublin city centre. And of course, this was the same plan that inspires the leaders of the 1916 Rising over 100 years later in April of 1916. So what was in fact a small rebellion in 1803 became quite a big one in 1916. Okay, so we'll head on now to the even more modern part of the prison.